Over the last 18 months, Theater Exile has lived up to its name. In 2017, the South Philadelphia Theater Company had lost its home of 10 years at 13th and Reed Street when it was sold and demolished to make way for a mixed-use development. This week, the company returns to its former address, taking up residence in the basement. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
When Theater Exile started 2 decades ago, it did not have its own performance space. The company would put on plays at whatever stage was available at the moment, usually near Center City. In 2009, it settled into a former taxi garage at 13th and Reed Streets and made a commitment to that neighborhood.
When we first started doing shows in South Philadelphia, I told everyone I could do the same show in Center City and just sell it much better. I know that's the truth.
This is Deborah Block. She's the producing artistic director.
They may not know it's Theater Exile. They may confuse us with Azuka or Interact, or we may not have our identity, but it would sell better. It's been worth the investment in the neighborhood to do it here.
Block is sitting in a coffee shop on South Broad Street, just a block away from her theater. There are no other professional theater venues south of Washington Avenue. By choosing to stay here, Exile selected to stay small, but has become widely known for doing edgy work and developing new plays. In 2017, Center City Development bought the building in order to demolish it and then build commercial space on the ground floor with 23 high-end apartments above, ranging from $1,600 to $2,600 a month. Theater Exile was not part of that plan.
And so I said to them, I said, would you ever consider having a theater as your commercial space? And they said to me, oh, Deborah, you can't afford us.
The new owners have their sights set on a restaurant for the ground floor. But what about the basement?
The majority of what a theater does can be subterranean. And they went, oh, really? And 1 week later, they came back with initial designs.
This is my hand reaching down for a cigarette.
This week, Theater Exile opens its first production in its new 125-seat theater with 12-foot ceilings. The play is called An Oak Tree. It's about a hypnotist putting on a show which unspools memories of a tragic car accident.
This is the girl stepping into the road, her headphones on, some piano music on the way to her lesson.
To accommodate Theater Exile's 7,000 square feet of stage, lobby, administrative office, and storage, Center City Development built the space larger than originally planned, with an ADA-compliant elevator, extensive electrical systems, and petitioning for a neighborhood zoning variance. It was all worth it, says the owner, Noah Ostroff.
To be perfectly honest with you, I thought it was really cool to have a well-known theater in one of my buildings. You know, they're really great people. They have a really great operation. And frankly, we just wanted to be in business with them.
Ostroff also said the numbers worked out. There are not many other ways to make a basement generate revenue. And Theater Exile is locked into a 10-year lease. So the building is officially named the Exile Building. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.